Easter.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Me and oh my, there's a lot to buy. There is shopping.
Happy Easter. Happy Easter. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter to you.
That you must take home. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to all of us.
Happy Easter to all of us.
Oh, yeah. Happy Easter, everyone.
Happy Easter.
This was made for the happy
wonderful Easter indeed.
Easter.
Easter.
Happy Easter.
And it's worth the price. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to all my friends.
Happy Easter to everyone.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, Easter. A lot of good, delicious ham and stuffing. Yummy, yummy.
Yeah.
Happy Easter to all of us.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you.
To you.
Happy Easter.
To you.
Maybe you've seen it.
Happy Easter!
Wrap it up for the champ.
Happy good old Easter!
Happy Easter!
Happy Easter, happy Easter to you!
Happy Easter to you!
Oh, oh, oh! Happy Easter!
Happy Easter!
Happy Easter to all of us, everyone!
Happy Easter!
Happy Easter, everybody in the whole wide world!
Oh, oh, oh!
Happy Easter!
Happy Easter!
Happy Easter. Wonderful, beautiful Easter! Oh, oh, oh! Happy Easter!
Happy Easter!
Happy Easter to you! Happy Easter to all of us!
Happy Easter to you!
Oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh,
happy Easter!
Happy Easter!
Happy Easter!
So this
Easter to you!
So this Easter, I'm going to hang out with my roommates, have a nice Easter dinner. I'm going to see an Easter bunny do an Easter egg hunt, have some candy, have a chocolate bunny, have some delicious ham, and have some stuffing, have some butternut squash, all that good stuff. Listen to some nice Easter music, too.
Stuff.
Happy Easter to you, April 5th.
What do we do on April 5th?
Watch the UFL football.
Cool, I love football, too.
I usually go to church, and then I have ham, and I...
Oh,
cool. I usually go to church, I have ham... I have potatoes. I have asparagus. I listen to a lot of different church shows, and I have a great weekend. And I enjoy my weekends, and I love the holiday. And it's going to be the first time that I've been to church in a while, so I'm going to have a great day. I'm going to wear my flowered dress. And some knee highs, and I'm gonna wear my hair up in a ponytail, and I'm gonna dress to the T's. Very nice for Easter Sunday. That's what I usually do every time I go to church, because that's the way I was taught to go to church. So that's what I usually do, is dress up to my T's. I hope everybody has a happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
And all that good stuff. This is DJ Ann. Having a good time here at the show. Easter is about when Jesus rises from the dead and he lives again, and he, 3 days he lives, 3 days he rises from the dead and he lives again. And he's risen from the grave, and he lets us know that he's alive, and I'm just happy I'm happy to celebrate Jesus at church, and I'm just really grateful for church and stuff like that. So I'll be going to church this Sunday. And the Watney. I really love church. When I go, I'm hoping everybody has a great Easter.
I have happy Easter. I have seafood. I have... And I have... And fish poppers and fried chicken sandwich.
I'm grateful to church with family. There's a church service. Then I go to my parents' house. Yeah, it's a dinner. Yeah, ham. Purple and a couple desserts and it'd be good food, a good family and kids. Good food. It's a dinner and it's a breakfast.
Asparagus.
We have great time. We have beautiful time at Easter and everything else. And I hope everyone can Easter, not eat too much.
Asparagus?
Easter day or meals.
Stay tuned for Top 10 with Casey, special Easter edition.
I did you watch her? Did you Patrick? Did you Anne? Which up 10 facts about Easter.
Cool.
Number one, the Easter Bunny legend in Truman. Number two, the holiday was named after the angel. Sits on the west Easter.
Number three.
More than 1.5 million cranberry cream eggs are produced every day. Number four. The art of painting eggs, organ, ornaments from a UK training.
Number five.
The world watches. Number five is the world watches eggs weigh at 500 pounds.
Wow, it's heavy.
Six.
Six.
Number six.
Puzzles used to be assist with Easter. Number seven.
The
UK first chocolate eggs.
Number seven.
With fruit juice and fruit
sugar. Number seven.
And 1873. 1873.
Number eight.
In German, it is...
Number eight.
Eagle to dance on the foyer.
Number nine.
Isha is celebrating on the Sunday after the full moon. March 21st.
10!
Number 10.
In 2007, and Isha is sold for 69
million. 69
million.
Wow.
69 million.
That's a lot.
This is a song.
69 million.
This is a song is the Easter Bunny Tay Walk until here come Big Culture, the Kings, the three, 5 little Easter eggs.
Four.
Watching, the five walk to get ready for Easter. The six shake the Easter eggs. The seven, happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
That's all Easter songs. This is DJ Walter. Sign off.
Happy Easter. Happy Easter to everybody. Happy Easter to all of you in on the whole wide world.
Easter is important to me. Easter is important to me. Easter is important to me.
Why is it important to you, Peter?
Because I have good things in life.
Like what kind of good things?
Easter baskets.
Ooh, what kind?
What kind of stuff do you get in your Easter basket?
Candy.
Ooh.
Yummy. What kind of candy?
Hershey's.
I love Hershey's too.
I like Reese's.
Yummy. I love Reese's too.
Yeah, Easter Sunday.
What are you doing for Easter?
Easter Sunday. Watch UFL football and MLB baseball. Good chocolate brunch. I eat a good, delicious brunch.
What kind of food are you eating? What kind of food?
Ham and macaroni and cheese.
Yummy.
And a good, fresh, delicious brunch. Yep. I used to go to church with my parents. A long time ago.
What church do you go to?
I used to go to a church in Salem. Great. Yep. Yes. Guess what? I did go to church when I was a little boy.
What do you do there?
Pray. Easter Sunday church in Salem.
We celebrate.
Easter Sunday. Good, fresh, delicious donuts. Coffee.
Delicious coffee.
Yep, I love the coffee.
I love coffee too. It's my favorite.
You know what? What? I love my coffee is creamer.
I love cream too. It's so good.
Best creamer. Coffee mate. Peter M. It's a coffee meet. I love to run on coffee meet. You should too.
I will.
Especially Easter Sunday.
Easter Sunday.
It's surprising how many people don't know what they're missing. Not trying Coffee Mate non-dairy creamer.
Hello, Agnes Moorhead.
I started using it in the coffee on the set. The world's strongest coffee because they keep reheating it. Anyway, I began to love the warm golden flavor it gave my coffee. So now we use Coffee Mate at home.
Love Coffee Mate.
Try it in a cup. You'll never give it up.
Love Coffee Mate. Like Peter M. I love it. With Agnes Moorhead. Bewitched. Was the mom on Bewitched? Mom. He was on. He played the mom on Bewitched on ABC. Elizabeth Montgomery. I don't know. Samantha. Dick York. And Dick Sargent. Dick York. Dick Sargent. Not the same guy. Both husbands. Married to Samantha. Two husbands. Not the same time. April 20th, 2026. Hopkinton to Boston race. Hopkinton to Boston. Hopkinton, Natick. I don't know. To Newton to Brookline to Boston.
Let's talk about this. This is a once a year event.
Once a year event.
One of the greatest sporting events. Modern times of all time, of any time, of this time at least, yes, Boston Marathon.
Yep.
Yeah, and how many miles are they running? How many miles?
1,000.
That is a lot of miles. Wait, come on back. So let's tell us, okay.
100 miles.
100 miles from Hopkinton to Boston.
Yep.
It might not be that many miles, but it's a lot. It's a lot, right? How many miles? Let's talk about this, gang. How many miles do we run? How about you, Peter?
About
how many miles?
100.
How many miles can Peter M run?
I don't get it.
Can you? How about Mr. Patrick? How many miles can Patrick run?
I can run like 12 or 15 miles, buddy.
All right. Are we going to join the Boston Marathon this year? Who's going to run the Boston Marathon?
Not me.
Oh, yep. Peter says you're going to run it.
I'm going to run it. So, yeah, I'm going to run. I'm going to be the Boston leader of
it. Are you going to run it? Roller skates, maybe? That'll help.
I'm going to do roller skates, buddy.
I don't know if they'll allow that. You might get disqualified.
Yeah, I might. So, I'm just going to run
skates,
with my sneakers.
Roller skates, Boston Marathon. Yeah, I think you have to run it or, you know.
I'm going to want it. Or yep. Why skateboard?
Actually, Mr. Peter, where did he go? Come on back, buddy.
Come on back,
We'd
buddy.
Love to hear more about this Boston Marathon. Now, we also have wheelchair athletes in the Boston Marathon.
Wheelchair athletes!
And who are some of the famous wheelchair athletes?
I don't get it.
That have run in the past?
I have no idea.
How about Dick and Rick Hoyt?
Dick and Rick Hoyt!
Who have since passed away, but we remember them, right?
Remember them?
You remember them?
Yeah.
Okay. And who are some of the famous runners?
I don't get it.
Who have run in the past?
I have no idea.
How about, where's Phil? How about Bill? Come on up, buddy. Let's talk about Bill. Who's one of the most famous? Crying out loud. Why can't I think of it? Bill. You know who I'm talking about, right?
Bill Rogers.
Champions.
Joan Benoit.
Joan Benoit.
Joan Benoit. Bill Rogers. John Coyer. 2025. Aaron Locked. Loka D.
both from Kenya. Okay.
Marcel Hug.
Yeah.
Suzanne Scaroni. Big winners! 2025!
Okay. Who will win in 2026, Peter? Any idea?
I have no idea.
Maybe anybody in this room?
I have no idea.
Who, look around the room. Who might win the Boston Marathon?
I don't get it.
How about over there? How about you, Casey?
I'm not a fan. Sorry.
All right. Keep going.
I'm going to win. I'm going to win the biggest trophy on planet. I'm going to win the biggest scholarship ever.
Running fast. Running long, jumping, skipping, and dancing.
Dancing.
Boogietown, USA.
Boogietown, USA. And when I go to Boston Marathon, I'm going to run 100 miles an hour. I'm going to run 20 blocks. Run as fast as I can. Have a great time. Get a lot of good, wonderful exercise, man.
Thank you. DJ Big Rig. This is DJ Big Rig. Talk about trucks.
Talk about trucks.
This is DJ Big Rig.
DJ Big
Rig. This is DJ Big
Rig. DJ Big Rig.
GJ Big Rig.
This is GJ Big Rig.
This is the Big Rig.
Talk about trucks.
Trucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw a fire truck today behind the radio station. Truck number 3. Greenfield. The Greenfield Fire Department.
I've been to Greenfield Fire Department too. It's a fun place. I checked out all the fire trucks before and they were so cool.
Yeah.
How big was it, Jim?
Very big.
And what color was it?
Red.
Cool.
There are, all the trucks are red.
Yeah, they're all red. Was there a fire, Jim?
No.
Okay. What were they doing?
This sudden in there.
Okay. You saw Fire Chief White? Inspector?
Yeah, I saw him.
Cool. Me too.
That was a guy in the fire truck, too. Sitting on the driver's side.
Yeah, there was a big guy in there, too.
I'm ready to rock, just in case.
I'm ready to walk, too, just in case anything bad happens.
Yeah. How about the firehouse?
What is that, the firehouse rules? The firehouse rules.
Yeah.
What is that? Patrick, you know what that is?
No, I don't. I never heard of it before.
Jim, tell us, please.
What is it, Jim?
Jim, would you tell us?
The guy sits behind the desk.
Yeah.
Answers for the phone.
The phone rings.
And people call him.
What do they call him?
Chief.
Chief.
Fire chief.
They call him the fire chief.
Yep.
Fire chief's in town.
And what's this firehouse? What's that?
Firehouse.
Firehouse. What is that? Is that where they live?
Yeah. I was talking about the heavy metal band. Firehouse.
Firehouse.
Yeah, they rocked it big time. Let me tell you about it.
Okay, tell me all about it, please.
I forgot the name. Firehouse.
Firehouse.
It's called Excel on Rye.
I hope it tastes super good.
Firehouse.
Hi guys, it's me, Mindy. I'm back.
Professor Mindy in the house. Gonna talk about
Greek mythology. Hi guys, it's your professor. I'm back. Do you have a question about Greek mythology?
What is it?
No, you have a question?
I don't know crap about it.
What is Greek mythology?
Athena, wisdom, Medusa, Aphrodite, Hermes, and heroes.
Who are all these people?
A Gorgon. Medusa is a Gorgon when her two sons sprang from her neck.
Didn't she usually have snakes on her head?
Yes.
I have 5 snakes. I have 3 snakes. I have 3 snakes.
Wrong. Bunch of snakes.
10 snakes.
Not sure.
50 snakes.
Wrong. A lot of snakes, though.
What turns people into stone?
Can you repeat the question?
Does Medusa have the power to turn people into stone with just a look?
Yes.
How does she do it?
Don't say I warned you. When looking into Medusa's eyes, she has the power to turn living creatures to stone. Legend has it, Pegasus and his brother sprang from her neck.
What do you mean by sprung from her neck?
Legend has it, after Medusa died, Pegasus and his brother sprang from the neck of the blood.
How many wings does Pegasus have?
2.
He's a flying horse, right?
Yes.
How many guitars does Megadeth have?
What?
How many guitars does Megadeth have? How many guitars does Megadeth have?
I'm not sure.
Over 100?
You want to know? Do you want to know?
I don't know.
None. He doesn't have any. It just sings. Dave Mustang.
Does Dave Mustang have wings?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
What's the point, Jim?
What's the point?
Who was Pegasus' brother?
Dave Mustang.
Join us next time for another exciting episode of Ask Professor Mindy. For now, this is DJ Mindy, DJ Big Rig, DJ Patrick, DJ Kingsnake, DJ Smashbang, and Dave Mustang. Until next time.
That's your hog voice. Here we go.
I'm talking about the summer vacation, about some food at the ocean. I
talk about the summer vacation at the Mariberry Beach, about some food at the ocean. I have some pizza at the arcade, pepperoni pizza at the arcade. Yep, I will have fun at the beach. Hey, man, superstar, getting home.
it's a one for the money. Well, 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 it's a one for the money. For the money. Well, it's a one for the money.
Hi, old brothers. Elvis gonna be telling y'all some jokes all the way back from Greaseland. So, here is the first joke. Why did the skeleton cross the road? Why did the skeleton cross the road?
Why?
Because he had bone to pick with the chicken. Here's another one. Why can't a basketball stay in a relationship?
Why?
Because it's always on the rebound. Here's another joke. Why can't a skeleton go skydiving?
Why?
Because he ain't got no guts. And here's one last joke. What do you call a frog in a blender?
What?
A pink smoothie.
Nice.
Nice skeleton, and have bones.
Well, it's a one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but step over my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place. Well, do anything that you want to do, but not, honey, lay off them shoes. And don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoes. Let's go, cat! Burn my house, steal my car, drink my liquor from an old fruit jar. Well, do anything that you wanna do, but honey, lay off of my shoes. And don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but lay over my blue suede shoe. Rock it! For the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, 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 but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me off of my blue suede shoe. Well, it's blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Yeah! Blue, blue, blue suede shoes, baby. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but take me off of my blue suede shoe.
Take a blanket made for two now.
And a boy and a girl.
That's a game for me and you now.
Yeah, let's give it a whirl.
Beach blanket bingo. Beach blanket bingo. Beach blanket bingo. That's the name of the game.
Every lad and
every lassie
hanging out by the shore. Looking smart
and looking classy.
Yeah, they're learning the score.
A beach blanket bingo. A beach blanket bingo. Beach blanket bingo. That's the name of the game.
That's the name of the game.
When a lad just meets a lassie, kiss. Then he finds a lassie sassy.
Right blanket.
Wrong man.
Beach blanket bingo. Beach blanket bingo. Beach blanket bingo. That's the name of the game.
Play the game like you should do now. That's the start of the fun. When you find a girl for you now.
Bingo! You won!
Beach blanket, bingo. Beach blanket, bingo. Beach blanket, bingo.
happen now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me. Come on a safari with me.
Early in the morning we'll be starting out. Some honeys will be coming along. We're loading up our woody with our boards inside and heading out singing our song. Come on baby, wait and see. Yes, I'm gonna take you surfing.
Surfing now, everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me. Surfing now, everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.